Good morning. It's December 21st, 2025, in the year of our Lord. And the title for my message is A Stepfather and Faith. First reading comes from the prophet Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste." And then from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son and gave him the name Jesus. A stepfather and faith. Getting engaged or betrothed in the biblical world was a precursor to marriage, and it had greater significance for first century Jews than it does for what I would say would be modern Americans, whether Jewish or Gentile. In all reality, to end an engagement, you needed to secure, in that time and era, a written divorce, which to us sounds absolutely crazy to need a written divorce when you were only engaged, but that was the case in the ancient Jewish world. Now, if we're honest with ourselves, we have to admit that marriage in and of itself is hard. It's hard today, and it was hard then, but for different reasons. When you compare and contrast our culture and society for most Americans. Whether today or long ago, being engaged and then finding out that your future wife, your fiancé, was already pregnant, and you know for a fact that you are not the father of this child, well, that adds an entire level of insecurity and angst that often would end most engagements, if we are being truthful. God chose Mary to be the mother of the Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ. Now, when you look at Mary, it is not surprising to learn that she came from a devout Jewish family. And as a teenager, she honored her Jewish heritage and history. And Mary, down through the millennia, has received a tremendous amount of praise and adulation, primarily from Roman Catholic doctrine and theology. The forgotten person, in some respects, in the Nativity, is Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus. Now, we also seem to forget at times that God chose Joseph as well. Joseph was a simple man, as a carpenter. That was his livelihood, that was his craft. And maybe he was around 20 years of age when we read about this engagement to Mary. It would not be surprising if their parents, both Joseph's parents and Mary's parents, had an arranged marriage for them. And it would not be surprising to learn that their parents had picked out each other when they were children. That was how it was done in those cultures and societies, and I would venture a guess it is probably still being done in some cultures and societies today. An arranged marriage seems so bizarre and foreign to us when we think that our family gets to pick out our future spouse and not us, the individual. Being betrothed was a one-year legal engagement that preceded marriage. And in that Jewish culture, a young betrothed couple would have a chaperone by their side. Now, I want you to use your imagination. At some point after Mary received this astounding news from no less than the angel named Gabriel from God, that she and she alone was to be chosen to bring the Messiah into the world, she was going to have to tell Joseph that she was pregnant. Can you imagine what that young teenage girl was thinking? All the angst and all the worries and all the anxiety swirling around in her head, having to tell Joseph that she was pregnant, and having to explain herself to her family and her immediate circle of friends. And then to top it off, to say, I'm pregnant, and an angel came to me and said that this child is from the Holy Spirit, it's from God. Maybe this conversation between Mary and Joseph went something like this. Quote, please believe what I am about to tell you. I was visited by an angel. He told me that I am going to be the mother of the Messiah. At first I did not believe him, but now I have seen the changes in my body and I am pregnant. Can you believe this, Joseph? There is a modern rock band by the name of AC/DC, and they have had a hit song titled Thunderstruck. And I can only believe Joseph was feeling like he was hit by lightning with that unbelievable news from his betrothed. I would imagine that Joseph was devastated and that he could not imagine Mary, of all people, being unfaithful to him. Maybe Mary was raped by a Roman soldier. And maybe that Roman soldier had his eye on this young teenage Jewish girl for some period of time. And besides, he was a carpenter. He worked with his hands. And he was also a realist. And he was not given to fanciful thought or visions of angels or from heaven or any other grandiose scheme about a Messiah. So Joseph had a hard decision to make upon receiving this news from Mary. Now, this is not surprising, given the history and tenor of the biblical written record. Jewish society was very strict on sexual matters. And that is a lesson they learned the hard way as they went into exile into Babylon and Assyria. Furthermore, Joseph had to protect his reputation and did not want to be the butt of jokes or ridicule or people gossiping behind his back about his betrothed, that Mary was already pregnant and he wasn't the father. So Joseph had to tell Mary, but he wanted to do it privately and quietly so as to minimize the damage to her reputation and possibly her life. that he was going to end their engagement, that their marriage would not be going forward. Now, Joseph, being a good and just man, did not want anything, quote, bad to happen to Mary. So he was going to do all of this quietly. I wonder, before Joseph made this announcement to Mary, how many sleepless nights he had. I'm sure God knows. That he had to decide what to do and how to do it. And decide he did. He decided that in his mind, their engagement, their betrothal was over. There would be no marriage. Let me read again from verse 20. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Wow. Before Joseph could do anything, an angel came to him in a dream and basically said to him, Mary's telling you the truth. She's not lying. Skip the long betrothal, and I want you to marry this woman immediately. And by the way, her son will save his people from their sins. What does Joseph do? What could he do? And it says in verse 24 that when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. Not fiancé. But it also says in verse 25, a very important thing, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name of Jesus. Joseph was a young carpenter, and the questions must have come fast and furious. Was my dream real, or was it some kind of imaginary thought? Can I or we handle all the gossip in the small town of Nazareth that's going to come our way? How can the Messiah be born in a poor man's home? It is in that situation that the faith and greatness of Joseph come out. He was willing to trust God amid his doubts and nagging questions. He was willing to trust God for today despite the uncertainty of tomorrow. Joseph had the kind of faith that trusts God in the highs and lows of life. That God can take the impossible and the unbelievable and make it happen for his glory. As Advent is drawing to a close and Christmas is right around the corner, is your faith like Joseph's? Some people have a tough life at home, and some people come from a troubled marriage. And some people wait for the right person to come along in their life. How hard is it to have faith like Joseph? For some people, health is a huge issue in their life, either for themselves or a loved one. And they anxiously wait on the results of medical tests, or they have chronic pain and it is making their life miserable. Do these people have faith like Joseph? You know, being a stepfather or a stepmother, for that matter, is hard at times. It's hard for you, the stepdad or the stepmom, and it's also hard for the children as well. The great German preacher Helmut Thielicke tells about traveling to the United States by a ship a few years ago. On the way over, there was a large German shepherd dog on board whose master had placed him in the care of the ship's crew. The master, however, made the trip by air. That was one miserable dog. He had to live in an unfamiliar world with strange scents and people. Not only that, but the floor rocked beneath him. There were no trees, and at the railing the world came to an end. This poor German shepherd moaned and groaned in abject misery because his master was not by his side, and there was so much uncertainty. On the return voyage home, Dr. Thalicki found that there was a different dog aboard. This one was a lap dog, a mere half pint when compared to that German shepherd. Even though the external circumstances were exactly the same for him as for the other dog, his reaction was totally different. This little half pint dog was utterly content. Why? Because his master was beside him. Occasionally, this little dog would look up at his master as if to say, "This is one crazy world, and I have stopped trying to figure it out, but you are in it with me, and I trust you to make things work out." That is the kind of faith we need this Christmas, the kind of faith that Joseph had. On a Christmas card were the following words: "When all roads are dead ends, and all skies are overcast, and all dreams are nightmares, and all hills are mountains, and all faith has oozed out and there is no place to stand, isn't it good to know that underneath are the everlasting arms?" Joseph came to know that. And I hope you do too. Amen.